is the big story of this Tuesday. Nobody knows sports injuries better than our very own Dr. Peter Larkins. He joins us now. Doc, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, Shane. I think, well said before, it was a risk that I think was probably always going to be taken because of the circumstances of the match today.
How significant, in your mind, was that risk?
Oh, quite significant. I mean, I think in the ideal circumstances, Michael Clarke, you know, wouldn't have played in Adelaide and, as you say, may not have even played to Melbourne. And that was all based on that it was really only a little over 2.5 weeks ago that his hamstring was still restricting him enormously and there was going to be a risk all through the summer. This is a chronic situation for him, but a little bit more time would have given the hamstring more time. He was prepared to run the risk on that. I think today's aggravation of his degenerative back condition wasn't planned by any means, Shane, but in the circumstances of him twisting to avoid that ball, he's obviously now reactivated what was a well-known problem for the physios.
Is there any relation between the hamstring injury he was carrying and this degenerative back injury?
Not really in Michael's case, because he has a degenerative back condition since 17 years of age. It's something he has to manage for the rest of his career, and he was in trouble 3 weeks ago with that. Independently of that, he does have a tear in the hamstring, so he hasn't just got hamstring pain that's coming from nerves in his back, which a lot of the back-related people do, Shane. So he has a torn hamstring low down in the tendon area, and that's also been holding him up since that incident that happened in the first week of November. And so he's got two coexisting problems, both of which were always going to be affecting him over the summer.
Doc, let's hear from Shane Warne during Channel 9's coverage today, speaking about Michael Clarke's back problems.
He works so hard on his back. He spends, a lot of people don't realise how many hours a day Michael spends on his back and doing stretching and strengthening. Now, this could be completely unrelated, and that was one of the things, I suppose, that everybody, and including Michael, had before this test match, with no real preparation of strengthening and that he's been able to do in the last couple of weeks. Would it go? Would it not? I'm not sure part of it's not stress as well with his back, and it is a degenerative thing. He has got an ongoing problem. He needs to work, as I said, hours a day he needs to do on this. So we just all wish him the best, and hopefully it's just a spasm and nothing real major, because if that's a major thing, he's going to be out for a bit.
Two things out of that, Doc. Firstly, Warnie suggested stress. Do you think that could have anything to do with it?
Look, with due deference to Dr. Warne, probably not today, Shane. Yeah. I think there was a real mechanical twisting. He was avoiding that ball. I mean, he has a degenerative spine, as Shane quite correctly said there, and I think that and he does work continuously on strength and core exercises to try and maintain that internal muscle brace, but it can happen any time. It's happened to him a lot in the last 12 months, and so I think today was just an example that that Michael Clarke is always under duress with that back condition.
I think the thing that Layman noticed, Doc, was that he was just in so much agony when he went down onto his hands and knees and just couldn't get up, even with the assistance of the physios.
Yeah, well, look, when the disc spasms up, it really sends all that pain down the nerves and the muscles all seize up just like an electric vice around him. So, you know, this is not going to be a spasm that goes away today, and it does really put a cloud over him, certainly for the rest of the test, as you said, Shane, but probably, you know, through the summer, which, it, you know, is unfortunate. I mean, they will have to do some more investigations a little early to be making, you know, absolute prognosis decisions, but there's no question that it was more than just a little twisty spasm, and as you say, the pain and the fact that he had to be helped off, it will likely that he'll require some scans and more work. But they do know he's got the condition. It's just a matter they never know when it's going to flare up.
And is that the hardest thing out of all this? Because, again, we heard Shane Warne saying Michael Clarke works so hard on his back. Yeah. We know all the preparation he does, all the physio that he goes through. But I remember, I think it was Alex Contouris, who said this could just come along at any time. There's just no more rehab that Michael Clarke could have done.
Yeah, and Alex Contouris is the physio, of course, with the team, who is quite correct and does that. And that was the problem of knowing when to play him, I guess, Shane, as well. I mean, do you wait another 10 days? Was that going to help the hamstring? It probably was. Was it going to help the back? It certainly wasn't. And so in the event that, you know, that incident took place today, that could have easily happened. If he'd waited another 2 or 3 weeks, the same thing would have happened. So the reason they were going to wait was more because of his hamstring problem. And I think Michael, as you said, for all those emotional reasons, for those leadership reasons and for those tribute reasons, wanted to be part of the test today and clearly made that decision to be there.